The Mix on 90.7 WKGC, your local public radio station. Edison Lighthouse, I think a nice little one-hit wonder there. Love Grows Where My Rosemary Goes.
Yeah, I feel good now.
Nobody knows but me. It's a great song for Fridays, right? Mm-hmm. It's a beautiful day outside. It's just going to be hot.
Is it going to be hot all weekend?
It's summertime in Florida. The asphalt's bubbling. Of course it's going to be hot.
Stupid question. Sorry.
I know we had Tom and the other Brandon were out at North Bay campus yesterday morning.
What were they doing?
Shooting video for something or other.
Was it secret?
They always keep secrets from me. So probably.
So that's why we'll put it on the air.
They came back, you know. They said they were just drenched.
It must have been an outside shoot.
Yeah, it was an outside shoot.
And they were running around.
They offered to let me go, but when I found out it was outside, I thought, you know, I'll pass.
No, that's okay. You work out in the air-conditioned gym.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. I don't want to go outside and sweat.
Right.
No fun at all. 10 minutes after 9 o'clock, and right now it's about 86 degrees outside. We've got a weather forecast coming your way from News 13's Ross Whitley coming up right around 9:30, and he'll just let us all know how hot it's going
to be. How hot, yeah.
So it's Friday, and everybody, it is also, it's Friday the 13th, in case you...
Is that why everyone's quiet?
No.
Seemingly a little.
Maybe for me, a little bit.
Are you superstitious, Brandon?
Not too superstitious, but there are some things where I am, yes.
Okay. We'll be careful.
Yeah, so it's Friday the 13th. Anybody, you know, believe in any kind of weird, you know, stuff?
I try not to, no. Because negativity brings negativity.
Yeah.
You know?
That was deep.
Let's not be scared about it.
That was deep.
Even if it's true, you can only make it worse by... believing that something bad will happen.
Or playing the music from The Exorcist.
That's too.
No, it's just another day. I've never been particularly superstitious. No black cats. I don't care.
No. Throw salt over your shoulder
Full moons. That's different.
Will you walk under a ladder?
I've done it many times.
Okay. So you're still fine.
See, I've got no more bad luck than I had before.
Okay.
You know, it's all always evened out. Now, full moons are a different animal altogether.
I agree.
That is the night. Yes, that's the night the crazies come to dance. Mm-hmm. I see it in my kids, the animals.
The animals, for sure.
My sister worked in a nursing home at one point in her career, and she said full moons were the night just strange things happened.
Oh, wow. Did residents wander
residents
away?
Residents were always... it was just a more of an opportunity for them to misbehave.
Okay.
Or there were events that... it was just a lot.
Sneaking into each other's rooms.
I don't know about that
part,
but this is more of the ones a little worse off in terms of mental capacity. But
sure.
Yeah. Well, so, yeah.
Tomorrow's the opposite of a full moon.
What kind of moon?
What do you call
that?
It's a new moon.
New moon.
Very good, Brandon.
Yes.
Very
good. Okay, good.
Tomorrow starts the new moon.
Okay, good. Yeah.
Yeah, we certainly don't want a full moon on the Friday the 13th.
I wonder if that ever happens.
That might do something.
Might. I don't know. Well, we've got everybody, the crew is here in the studio.
The crew is in.
Even Auntie, our favorite Auntie, is over here. She's taking notes.
Yep.
I don't know.
She's very studious.
She is very studious. She's one of my good students.
She's earning bonus points in your class, I think.
I know she is. but in the meantime, we'll play a little music here from the Atlanta Rhythm section just for the day. It's called Spooky. This is The Mix on 90.7 WKGC. 90.7 WKGC. Tom Cochran, life is a highway. We're going to ride it all night long, or at least all weekend long, maybe.
All weekend sounds good.
Sounds good. Any big plans for the weekend? Anybody?
Homework.
See, I love hearing that. That is music to my ears.
They always have the right answer.
Yeah. Absolutely. You get canned applause for that.
Oh, thank you.
The only way to have the right answer is to really just live the right answer.
Oh, yes.
Wow, these girls are great.
That sounds profound.
Ladies.
I don't know that I understand it, but it sounds profound.
It is.
Philosophical
and so very,
Friday.
Very mature.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, anybody else? Anything exciting, more exciting than homework?
I got a pack.
This is the secret thing
that I can tell you on Monday.
Okay. Well, when you're packing, it limits the options.
Yeah, it kind of means you're going to go somewhere.
It's getting closer to where I can.
Or maybe you're just going to donate all your things to charity.
Perhaps. Live a life of minimalism.
Yes. You become a monk.
minimalistic maybe. Life.
Maybe.
Yeah, the robes, the monk robes, it's one size fits all, you know?
Is it?
Yeah. It's very easy. They're all the
he
same color.
He networked with the folks that were doing this, the Tibetan sand art, and he's going to go on tour with them.
There you go.
That's what it is.
Is that what it is?
I can't let any secrets out quite yet.
Okay. Basically, he's saying, ask me no questions, I'll tell you no lies. Something like that.
I guess another interesting fun thing is starting to plan for Sunshine's birthday on Wednesday.
Oh, yeah.
It's
my birthday on Wednesday.
Happy, happy birthday.
Thank you.
Very good. We'll have to we'll have to play a special record for you.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that sounds good.
Yeah. So this day in history, 1985. Tori, you probably remember this. Live Aid concert.
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. I don't remember
Bob Geldof and David Bowie and Queen and...
Michael Jackson.
Michael Jackson. Yeah. That was a great concert.
They played it on probably like HBO and all of that over and over again, I think.
Yeah.
I don't remember.
Yeah. Well, I think the networks covered it when it happened.
Did they?
Live.
It raised $127 million.
That's a lot. Mm-hmm.
Famine relief in African nations.
Right.
Interesting stuff.
Yeah. That was a great concert.
It was 16
Some classic,
hours.
Classic
yeah,
performances
16 hours.
There, too.
16 hours.
Yeah.
Record-breaking floods hit Kansas in 1951.
Mm-hmm.
The last woman was hanged for murder in Great Britain in 1955. So,
wow.
We don't have to worry
a
about
hanging.
That anymore.
Yeah, yeah good. No more hangings.
Yeah.
Please.
The first World Cup today, too, in 1930.
Was it really?
It was. This day in history.
Interesting. Mm. Yeah, that's right. 1930.
I have some current history.
What you got?
From the Panama City Beach Commission meeting last night.
Oh,
does that
fun
excite
stuff.
You?
Yes.
Well, if you live at the beach, you've seen the clear-cut lot at the corner of Hutchison and Alf Coleman. It's been all the trees were cut down there months ago,
sure.
And we're sort of wondering,
what's
you know,
going
what's
going
to go up. I sort of rumored, or it seemed like an area you might put an apartment complex. But in fact, it is going to be single-family homes. They did a final plat approval today or last night at the Panama City Beach Commission meeting. And so that will become 85 single-family homes on 25 acres.
And what fancy name do they have for this? Because they always have a fancy name
yes,
for it.
Yes, this will be called the Moonraker Subdivision.
Moonraker.
Yeah. And it'll be right there, right by Shipwreck Island. It's on
That'll
the opposite
cool.
corner.
Sure.
So... Traffic, traffic, traffic.
Lots of traffic, which means we'll have to have Ian Satterin. Of course, I don't know if that's a state road or those are
those
not,
are
but somebody's
city
gonna
or
have
county
to...
roads, but it's really going to, I mean, all those developments are,
sure.
Anything new that's going up the beach is causing traffic problems, and the vacation season this year was huge.
Which
it's
is a
hard
good thing.
To get around. It's hard to get a spot. One person, a citizen, stood up actually on that topic. You know, think about the locals who are trying to use the beach. That's, you know, part of the reason we live in this beautiful community. But locals can't get a spot at the public access. The
no,
public
you
beach
can't even
accesses
get close.
Unless you go there at 5 in the morning.
Yeah. Which you're not supposed to be there at 5 in the morning.
No.
You can't be there till 7.
I know.
No saving spots before 7.
Right. And, he lives in the neighborhood, I guess, near Bitterway. So he wanted to revisit the issue of the gates at Bitterway Beach.
Is Bitterway Beach a private beach?
And that's the thing. It's private property.
Uh-huh.
So they can, you know, Mayor Thomas, this happened years back, but Mayor Thomas explained that's private property and they can put up a gate if they want to. And also, nobody protested when it happened.
Right.
So go to your city commission meetings, email your commissioners. If you don't like it, tell them at the time and be at these public hearings to voice your opinion because that happened with nobody protesting it. Other councilman Solis reminded everyone that the beach is public. So just because you can't go through the gate at Bitterway, you can access from the sides. Just access horizontally. If you want to use their beach, go for it.
So the gate part is private property.
Correct.
But the actual sandy
the sand,
beach is public.
Public. Anyone that wants to use it, you can just walk in there from the side.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what's the purpose of the gate? Because I know this has gone around, this has been round and round many times, and I think every time I read about it or I hear about it, I'm always a little confused of...
Right. Well, see, there's a shoulder.
Mm-hmm.
There's sort of an area you can park there if you're a Bitterway resident.
I see.
They're not official parking spaces, but there's plenty of room
sure.
off the road, between the road and the gate.
I see.
So you want to use the gate because you could pull your car up there and then walk down easily. Beach. It's the
ease of the access.
Yes.
Because otherwise, you're searching for a parking space in Santa Rosa Beach just to get to Panama City Beach. Yeah.
So if you live in that area, don't forget that the beach is public at Bidawi. You can be on their sand. And you know, Panama City Beach is getting a new city hall.
I heard about this.
There was a little, there was a little protest there about spending that much money.
Right. How much money are they saying?
Oh, I didn't have the dollar amount.
But I heard it referred to as a Taj Mahal.
Yeah.
Which I think gets always thrown around.
Million, yeah. I don't know. It was quite a bit. But this issue was, they've come to the issue of maybe naming it after someone.
Is it me?
It's not you.
Okay. Well, I'm not a beach resident.
And they haven't decided yet. So anyone that has opinions on that should go ahead and throw out those opinions. One person stood up yesterday night and suggested that they consider Sergeant Kevin Kite.
Okay, yeah.
The police officer that was shot in 2005 at a routine traffic stop on Panama City Beach. There's also a commissioner that served the city for 30 years. His name is escaping me. His name was thrown out at the last meeting. And so the gentleman that spoke today was just, I think, hoping to get some other names in the hat. So you guys go ahead and do the same thing.
You want us to throw your name in the hat, don't you?
Well, I was kind of hinting.
You are a beach
resident.
I'm not.
No.
Well, along some of those same lines, I saw on Facebook yesterday that it was announced that Steak and Shake has pulled their building permit. So it's happening.
I love Steak and Shake. Where is it going?
Somewhere over
is
by
it at
Best
the
23rd
Buy. Street?
It'll be behind Best Buy.
Behind Best Buy.
Behind Best Buy.
Yeah, well, which I thought it was just a ditch back there, but I don't know. I'm stoked.
Oh boy, that's
23rd Street's hopping now.
It sure is.
We got a lot
of
good stuff.
It's hard to get in that Chick-fil-A though.
Yeah, it's tough.
Well, the service is incredible though.
It is, but
consider,
I mean,
through that drive-thru.
When they were planning for that one, they weren't exactly planning for the other one to be shut down. So which they're doing work on that already. They're tearing up the parking lot, and I assume they're.
But then the other Chick-fil-A is gone at the corner of 231.
Yes.
I thought
they were reopening that.
No, that I believe Ian and his crew took that one.
Oh, because they're going to do another flyover there. That's Malfunction Junction.
Yeah. Exactly. One of the Malfunction Junctions,
The
one on 23rd Street that we're traditionally used to over there by Hobby Lobby is, there is some action happening there.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it'll be cool. It's closer to my house.
I guess
so.
I could drive that far for a Steak and Shake.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. And there's been some interesting comments made about the Panama City City Hall.
Right,
downtown.
Of course, we did that, we crossed that topic a little earlier in the week at the Panama City Commission
Mike
meeting.
Mike Gonzalez has continued to make a few interesting comments on Facebook, which he's out there with everybody on Facebook, so everybody has seen them, but the projects, they hope to move in by Christmas.
They do.
There's still some snarky comments about it.
There are.
Oh,
and we'll
of
see.
Of course. That's how city government works.
It is.
Anyway.
But, there's progress, at least. We could say, bottom line, there's progress.
It's better than regress, I suppose.
It is.
All right, it's 9:32. We've got a look at your weather from News 13's Ross Whitley coming up in just a moment, plus some music from Foghat right here on The Mix on 90.7 WKGC. It's like the theme song for going outside in the summertime here in Florida. You become a blister in the sun.
That's right.
It's the Violent Femmes. Foghat just before that was Slow Ride. It's 20 minutes now in front of 10 o'clock, and we've got a vinyl play of the day.
Oh, good.
I pulled it out. Nobody really paid attention to what
which
is great. This is by an artist who is no longer with us, which is sad, because I believe he... I think he died in 1973.
In a plane crash?
He did, in a plane crash.
I know who it is.
You do? There's a ton of artists who have died in plane crashes, unfortunately.
Should I guess?
Yeah, if you want to.
Is it Jim Croce?
It is indeed.
Okay.
Well, you're good.
Yay!
Yeah.
This is
clap.
Off of his album called Life and Times, and it's a great song, one of my favorites. It is called Bad Bad Leroy Brown. This is Vinyl Play of the Day on The Mix on 90.7 WKGC, your local public radio station.
Little south side of Chicago is a better
And that's our vinyl play of the day here on The Mix on 90.7 WKGC. The great, late great Jim Croce.
Yes.
Bad Boy Leroy Brown.
Yeah, too bad we couldn't get any more material from him.
I know.
He was really just hitting a peak there.
One of my favorites from him, though, is Message in a Bottle.
Time in a Bottle.
Message in a Bottle is the Police.
But, Beautiful song.
Yeah, it's very poetic.
It is.
The Police have a great song with Message in a Bottle, too.
Bottle songs are great.
They work really good.
99 Bottles of Beer, that's a great song, too.
Exactly.
Wait, is it supposed to be beer? I thought it was tequila.
Oh.
Well, it depends on...
It could be bottles of anything.
Yeah. Anyway, we're coming up on 10 o'clock, about 15 minutes away from 10 o'clock. Your favorite auntie is... she's here in the studio.
Mm-hmm.
She's just staring at me.
She remains quiet, yes. She gives us funny looks.
She's got an extra mic for me.
I know. That.
Well, I have to talk so loud for people to hear me, you know? And so,
yeah, no, there you go.
That extra mic is missing.
She's keeping... She's keeping her voice ready for her show.
Right. She's saving
strategy.
And we're working her hard because she's working in here a day.
That's right.
She's on the student radio station just like Sunshine and Bora are. Aloha, Bora. Mm-hmm. And also, she's filling in for you in the evening.
In the evenings.
Yeah.
With
Jazz Till Tomorrow.
Uh-huh.
And you're doing a great job.
I said at one point in time I wanted my name on everything
in the digital media department. Why not?
I wasn't really thinking, but hey, that just goes to show, be careful what you ask
for. That's right.
That's right.
Yep. But I'm okay with it.
You got to set goals.
Come true.
Yeah,
that's right.
Exactly.
You volunteer.
You never
we
know when you'll
you
actually
hard.
Meet them. You know, what do you do now?
Right.
We got plenty. We got plenty for you. Let's get to another little bit of music. This one comes from Fatboy Slim. This is the only song of his that I'm familiar with. I don't know if he did anything else,
yeah,
but I like it.
One.
It's called Praise You. This is The Mix on 90.7 WKGC. The Mix on 90.7 WKGC, Fatboy Slim and Praise You. It is 9 minutes in front of 10 o'clock. On deck, your favorite auntie. We're stepping out of here in a few minutes.
It's surprising how fast time goes.
It is.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, when you are having a good time, which we always do.
Yeah.
Most days.
Most days.
Yeah. So... Yeah, we got a good weekend ahead.
Yeah.
Nothing big? Not for me anyway.
I'm going to do some home improvements, maybe some painting.
I might see some tile ceiling in my future again.
Yeah.
That was just a blast. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, you got to keep up the property.
You got to. But other than that, I don't think we have anything major going on.
Good.
A nice
weekend of R&R.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
I like that.
Relaxation.
When my alarm went off this morning, I thought, oh, it's Friday. I get to sleep in tomorrow.
At least it's Friday.
Yes. At least it's Friday. So plenty going on. Go ahead.
Next week, who do we have coming? Don't we have some guests next week?
We do.
Some people that are going to phone in, too, I think.
I think we do.
We're going to get a call from TSA security.
Are they coming in? Are they calling
in?
No,
they're going to call.
Okay. We have a county commission meeting on Tuesday.
Oh, okay. Okay. County commission.
We do have TSA on Wednesday.
Okay.
Composer, maestro, conductor... All-around
right.
good guy, David Ott from the Panama City Pops.
He's coming in
on Thursday. I won't be here.
Oh, Scott. Oh.
Sorry about that. We have a horticulture agent from the University of Florida, IFAS Extension.
Oh, and Dr. Marjorie Moore.
Yes.
Yes.
That's coming in on Friday.
She came last year and talked about canning things.
Oh, yes, I remember. She didn't like your canning.
And you thought it was going to be boring, but it was really hilarious because she criticized my canning.
You brought canning and she wouldn't touch it.
Uh-uh, I will not eat this.
That's right. She wouldn't touch it with anything.
No.
That was hilarious.
Yeah.
That was worth the price of admission right there. So, that's coming up next week. I'll be here Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday.
Yes, don't accept my Christmas gift of jams and jellies. It is not approved.
It's a paperweight, then.
Right.
Something like that. No, that was good stuff. So we've got a nice full week, but, of course, don't forget the Bay County Commission meeting on Tuesday starting at 9 o'clock. I don't know if they've released their agenda yet, but it's always entertaining. So.
It is. I don't think they have yet, but I'll check on it.
There's always good stuff there.
I'll give you a preview.
Yeah.
Monday morning news.
We will probably need that. How many days ahead do they release their agenda usually?
It depends.
Yeah.
It'll probably be there today.
Okay.
I think it's really supposed to be there a week in advance, but not everyone gets it that quickly.
Well, it might be there someplace. It's just not here.
Posted online.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
But it's always an entertaining thing to listen to
Yes, it is.
Or you can view it on the web as well, but listen to it right here. And then as soon as it's over, we jump into the mix. And it's a great way to get involved with what's happening if you can't actually go over there to the county building.
Yeah, pay attention, because you can't complain later once it's already built or demolished or whatever they're doing.
Removed, replaced. Yeah. Upgraded, downgraded.
Exactly. You have
to go. They're going to charge you for it. Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. So, you know, take a listen from 9 to, it depends on how much they're
usually about an hour.
Yeah. About an hour. The good ones. Those are the ones that last a long time. That means something is big that's happening.
Yes, somebody's upset.
We haven't had one of those in a while. Anyway, we're going to wrap things up here and take you up to 10 o'clock where your favorite auntie is waiting for you. We round things out here with the American authors. Because it's Friday. Mm-hmm. It's the best day of my life. This is The Mix on 90.7 WKGC.